Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm glad to welcome in on the WadeFord.com hotline, Kelsey Conway from AtlantaFalcons.com. You can find some of her handiwork over on the Falcons website. Kelsey, it is the first day of rookie minicamp. Chris Lindstrom, the only Falcons draft pick that has yet to sign a deal. Sounds like they're close. Any idea on when we expect to hear that he is signed?
No, but based off the way the past couple of years have gone, the first-round pick usually was the last one agreed to term. So nothing to worry about in that regard. So I would think, just like it's been in the previous years, it'll get done when it's ready to get done.
Kelsey, talking about Chris, throughout his collegiate career, for the most part, he's played offensive guard. Do you expect to see any position moves as far as just seeing the flexibility for Chris to potentially line up at center also throughout this weekend's minicamp?
So, I actually print that in the article that I wrote this past week about 10 biggest questions to be answered this weekend. Chris is strictly going to play guard for the Falcons, but based off what Dan Quinn does during training camp practices, he does like to move the guys around a bit to see what they have. Like, I remember last year he moved Ben Garland around as a backup center at some point. He's very willing to throw some guys into the mix to see how they handle it. So I wouldn't be surprised if this weekend at some point we see Chris Lindstrom taking some snaps at center. Not to be that's the position they think he's going to play, but I think knowing Dan Quinn likes that versatility in his players, I'd be shocked if at some point we didn't see Lindstrom getting some snaps at center.
Kelsey Conway with AtlantaFalcons.com with us here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Kendall Sheffield sounds like a guy that is a great fit, Kelsey, for the Falcons defense. He's fast. He's physical. Where do you see him fitting in the Falcons secondary?
He and Jordan Miller are two of the players that I'm actually most interested to watch this weekend, simply because the interest in the Falcons secondary. There's a lot of moving pieces there. It's going to look completely different. You'll have a healthy Keanu Neal and Ricardo Allen back. The team moved on from Robert Alford. Isaiah Oliver is going to be starting. There's a lot of different pieces in the secondary right now, and I'm really interested to see how Jordan Miller and Kendall Sheffield look out on the field. We know Kendall Sheffield, like you said, can run, but it'll be interesting to see just kind of the way he tracks the ball, and I believe that the Falcons look at him as someone who says, hey, he has the raw speed and the potential we love in the secondary. So just getting him those reps at the NFL level, because he was only at Ohio State for two seasons. So in a sense, he's still kind of just getting started in that regard in terms of reps. So I think it'll be really interesting to watch the way he develops from the day he steps for the first day of minicamp through training camp, because I think he's someone that they're going to want to have on the field with that speed that he has.
John Kaminsky, extremely athletic guy, had a great pre-draft workout. Senior Bowl, he was excelling every day out there in Mobile. Where do you expect to see him line up? Of course, he's been known to be an edge rusher, but of course he has the measurables to potentially line up inside. Do you think he would be mostly an outside rusher, or they will have the flexibility to move him inside as well?
I think, just like you said, I think they're going to do both. I think they're going to move him inside and outside. After the draft, when Dan Quinn was addressing questions about John Kaminsky, he talked about the fact that he was able to play defensive tackle and defensive end. Because I asked him, I said, Coach, how do you feel about your defensive tackle position, knowing that you didn't technically draft a defensive tackle? And he said, well, we like the versatility John Kaminsky brings, because if you look at his measurables, he's almost 290 pounds. He's big enough to play that defensive tackle spot, but he's also fast enough come off the edge. So I think, and you know what Dan Quinn likes to do with his defensive linemen. Look what he does with guys like Jack Crawford. He moves them inside and outside, and I think that's exactly what they're going to do with John Kaminsky. So I think we'll see him playing some defensive end and some defensive tackle, not just this weekend, but throughout the next couple of months.
Falcons rookie minicamp gets underway today. We break it down with Kelsey Conway from AtlantaFalcons.com. You can find her article 10 biggest rookie minicamp questions, head over to AtlantaFalcons.com. Any health concerns, Kelsey, that you're aware of? Anybody limited over the next couple of days?
No, not that I'm aware of. Obviously, we'll see when we get out there, but from some of the guys that the draft picks that have had injuries on their record, Thomas Dimitroff and Dan Quinn seem to have said when they did their wrap-up press conference that everybody should be able to go. So we'll see, but I haven't heard anything other than everybody will be able to participate.
Kelsey, the biggest surprise, I think, with the Falcons draft was selecting, trading back into the first round to select Caleb McGarry. What do you expect to see from him this weekend, and why should the Falcon fans be excited about what McGarry will be able to bring to the table?
I think we're going to see someone who, similar to Kendall Sheffield in the regard of what I said, is going to need the reps. But if you look at his physique, he is massive. He's 6'7". He already looks like an NFL tackle. So he's not someone who you're like, hey, we're going to have a couple months with him in the weight room. He already looks like an NFL tackle. He looks the part. For him, it's just going to be about the reps. But I really liked that move to jump back into the first round to get him, because if you learn anything about the Falcons season last year, it's having depth at positions that are extremely important. Like tackle is vital to being able to succeed and have a successful season. And getting a rookie who can get the reps, but he can also be behind Tyson Brailo and not have to worry about starting right away. And who knows, he could beat out Tyson Brailo and he could be the Falcons starting right tackle come the first week. But for him to be able to get those reps, I think it's going to be crucial for him. And I think he's someone that, based off of what they say about the tenacity and the physicality in which he plays with, I think he's someone that they think they can really develop here. And he's going to be that tough guy, and extremely hard to block. And when we talked to him when he came to visit Atlanta, he's ready to go. Rookie minicamp couldn't have even started fast enough. He's so excited about the opportunity. And I think he's someone that is going to be around for the Falcons for a while. I loved that the Falcons addressed the guard and tackle positions simply because they needed to, and they now have depth at both of those positions.
Kelsey Conway, AtlantaFalcons.com. Kelsey, staying on Caleb McGarry for a minute, and it's something that you mentioned in your article on AtlantaFalcons.com, the nasty factor, which is something that I think has been missing a little bit from the Falcons offensive line the last couple of years. Can Lindstrom and McGarry, can they bring that toughness? You know, I go back a few years back when it was, you know, Harvey Dahl and Tyson Claypool. I mean, those guys were just nasty up front for the Falcons. Mm-hmm. Can we get back to that with Lindstrom and McGarry?
Well, that was at the forefront of Dan Quinn and Thomas Dimitroff's mind throughout the entire pre-draft process. So after the season, Dan Quinn said in his post-draft press conference, look, in 2019, I want this team to be nastier. So they went out and they found two guys who they view as gritty, tough, nasty football players. And Chris Lindstrom is exactly that. If you read any scouting reports on him, if you watch the tape, he is about as gritty as they come. And if you take a look at Caleb McGarry's tapes and read some stuff about him, he said, I want defenders to fear me. You can already tell he has that swagger and that grit and that toughness. If you look at his backstory and what he's been through in his life, you can just tell he's someone who means business when he gets on the field. And I really think the addition of those two guys makes that unit a lot nastier and tougher than it had been in previous years. And I think the Falcons will definitely benefit that, especially Matt Ryan.
Kelsey, what undrafted players are you watching out for this weekend?
So the one that I really have my eye on is Trey Crawford. I say that is because if you look at all the positions the Falcons drafted, linebacker wasn't a position they addressed. And depth-wise, it looks like they could add a linebacker from now to the end of the season just for pure depth reasons. And Trey Crawford had 8 sacks in his final season at Alabama at Birmingham. And you know, like we talked about earlier with Kaminsky, Dan Quinn likes guys who can get off the edge and can get to the quarterback. And, you know, for a linebacker to have 8 sacks, you know, it shows he's he's got a knack for getting to the quarterback. So he's someone that I definitely am going to have my eye on, because I went through the roster and the depth chart, and I still feel like they could add another linebacker. And if he does well this weekend and throughout training camp, you know, I wouldn't be surprised if he's someone that we're talking about in training camp as, you know, a bubble player.
Kelsey Conway, AtlantaFalcons.com. Rookie mini camps getting underway out at Flowery Branch. Kelsey, real quick, take a minute. Tell us what kind of coverage are we going to be able to find over these next couple of days while the rookies are in town on AtlantaFalcons.com.
If you are a Falcons fan and you are interested in seeing about all of those draft picks that you've read and heard about so much, you'll be able to find anything you want about these rookies over the next couple of days on AtlantaFalcons.com. We'll have highlights of the players out on the field. We'll have their press conferences. We'll have Dan Quinn's press conference talking about the rookies, giving his evaluation of them. We'll have photos. We will have everything you want to know about the Falcons rookie class on AtlantaFalcons.com. So hop on over there if you're interested in that, because we'll have everything you need to know.
Kelsey, thanks for the time.
Thanks for having me on, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.